Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. On April 26th, emergency responders from Bad Axe, Kindy, and Port Austin battled a house fire in Fillion for 4 hours, utilizing a staggering 20,000 gallons of water to extinguish the blaze. The fire, reported around 9 a.m. on Friday, fully engulfed the residents, prompting the closure of Fillion Road west of M53 as firefighters battled the inferno. According to an update from Kindy Fire Chief Kevin Miller, the fire originated in the breezeway of the two-story house, leading to a total loss of the property. The collaborative efforts of firefighters from Bad Axe and Port Austin, alongside Kindy, proved crucial in containing the blaze. The Huron County Sheriff's Department provided assistance in managing traffic in the affected area, ensuring the safety of both responders and residents alike. Additionally, Central Huron Ambulance stood ready to assist emergency personnel as needed. Despite the tragic loss of the property, the safe evacuation of the homeowner and animals serves as a positive update amidst the situation. Huron County is gearing up for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 to 5 p.m., focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. Residents can responsibly dispose of hazardous materials through this exclusive opportunity offered by the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. The spring household hazardous waste collection in Huron County, slated for May 8th, highlights the critical importance of segregating hazardous materials from regular waste streams. The program aims to protect community well-being by diverting items such as chemicals and batteries away from landfills, promoting a cleaner, safer environment through residents' active participation. Certain items like tires, explosives, and latex paint will not be accepted during the collection. For registration and details, residents can contact the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Law enforcement agencies, including the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, and the Port Huron Police, swiftly responded to a bomb threat at the Fort Gratiot Home Depot on Monday afternoon. The threat, discovered on a bathroom wall around 3:30 p.m., triggered a coordinated effort to ensure the safety of patrons and employees. Deputies from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department acted quickly, mobilizing bomb canine units from neighboring jurisdictions, while the Fort Gratiot Fire Department remained on standby. K-9 teams from the MSP and Port Huron Police conducted a thorough sweep of the Home Depot to detect any potential explosives. Fortunately, their search revealed no bombs or immediate danger. Following the clearance of the store, normal operations resumed without further incident. Sheriff Matt King of the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department praised the rapid response of law enforcement personnel and the effective collaboration among multiple agencies. Sheriff King emphasized the importance of community vigilance, urging individuals to report any suspicious activity promptly. TikTok and its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, are suing the U.S. federal government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to another company. The lawsuit, filed on Tuesday, may be setting up what could be a protracted legal fight over its future in the United States. The popular social video company alleged the law, which President Joe Biden signed as part of a larger $95 billion foreign aid package, is so obviously unconstitutional that the sponsors of the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act are trying to portray the law not as a ban, but as a regulation of TikTok's ownership. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. Currently, the temperature is 56 degrees, wind speeds are from the southeast at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 55%.